Nolte, CNN, Beto O'Rourke target conservative media as terrorist organizations. By John Nolte on August 14, 2019. According to far-left CNN and imploding Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, Breitbart News, Fox News, and Sinclair News are terrorist organizations sowing seeds of terror. And when you label an American, or an American company, a terrorist organization, you are deliberately painting a target on their back and calling for violence against them. Because I don't want to contribute to the spread of fake news or the climate of violence and intimidation that irresponsible and dangerous outlets like CNN have already ginned up against the political right. I'm not going to link O'Rourke's incendiary smear published at CNN, but here are the pertinent quotes. When President Donald Trump describes Mexican immigrants as rapists and bringing crime, or refers to undocumented immigrants as individuals who infest our country, he speaks not as America's president but as an emissary of hate. And his vilification and fear-mongering connect with those who are open to receiving it. The seeds of terror we saw that August day are transmitted day and night on Fox News, the most watched cable news channel in the country. They are amplified by right-wing websites like Breitbart, and in messages forced onto local news broadcasts by Sinclair Media. The fact that it is now considered an act of terrorism for right-leaning media outlets to express opinions and ideas that are mainstream and reflected in the law, opinions about illegal immigration and border enforcement, not only tells you how far off the deep end the left has gone, but the lengths to which they will go to snuff out competing ideas, to intimidate and bully us into silence. For just a moment, try to imagine CNN allowing a Republican congressman to use its platform to accuse Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of sowing seeds of terror with her concentration camp talk that has already been embraced by two left-wing terrorists, and maybe a third. CNN would never allow that because this is not about toning down the rhetoric, it is really about dehumanizing us, about fomenting even more hate and more violence against 60-plus million Trump voters. Basically, what CNN and O'Rourke are looking to do is tag anyone who dares color outside the establishment media's lines as nothing less than terrorists. And those of you who read alternative media, basically half the country, those of you who watch Fox News and Sinclair, are also terrorists. The worst of it, though, is that by labeling us terrorists, what CNN and O'Rourke are deliberately doing is encouraging, inspiring, excusing, and justifying violence against us. CNN has already spent 3 years labeling us Nazis and now half the country are full-blown terrorists. Question: if we are indeed spreading terror, if we are guilty of sowing seeds of terror, if we are truly responsible for the massacre in El Paso, how could violence not be justified against us? While this kind of desperation might be new coming from the fake Hispanic O'Rourke, the far-left CNN has been ginning up and encouraging political violence ever since the malevolent Jeff Zucker took over the failing outlet more than 5 years ago. There is no amount of violence against the political right that will ever satisfy Zucker and CNN, which is why the network regularly praises the left-wing terrorist group Antifa, regularly gins up violence against police officers, and on every occasion offered, fires off its assassination dog whistles against our sitting president. Here's a quick rundown of CNN's documented history of violence. Antifa fights for a good cause. Antifa's fight is right. Antifa's punches are more equal morally than others. Antifa is on the side of right. Antifa is right because sometimes you can't fight by praising them or being nice to them. You gotta fight fire with fire. Antifa is as heroic as the American soldiers who stormed the beaches on D-Day. Antifa harassing Ted Cruz and his wife out of a restaurant is what he signed up for. Any criticism of Antifa is racist, even though Antifa is predominantly white. CNN lied to turn the Trayvon Martin story into a black versus white narrative. CNN falsely identified George Zimmerman, the man who shot and killed Martin in self-defense, as white. Zimmerman is Hispanic. CNN fabricated evidence against Zimmerman with the false claim that he used a racial slur while calling 911. CNN's Jake Tapper stood in the middle of the Ferguson, Missouri tinderbox and poured gasoline all over it with a hysterical anti-police rant. Just after the riots in Ferguson finally ceased, to gin things back up, CNN released unverified audio of what they claimed was the shooting of Michael Brown. The audio has still not been verified, and there is one gunshot missing. No other news outlets push the incendiary Ferguson lie about hands up. Don't shoot more than CNN. CNN openly called for rioting in Baltimore. CNN's Chris Cuomo, Mark Lamont Hill, and Miguel Martinez openly attacked and sowed seeds of mistrust against those police officers trying to bring calm to Baltimore. CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin suggested Baltimore cops were staffed with unstable war veterans. CNN regularly encourages the idea that Trump is another George Wallace, who was shot in an assassination attempt. That violence against Trump and his supporters is legitimate and Trump's fault. That he is mentally unstable, or, in the words of Jake Tapper, unmoored, unhinged, and un-American. CNN compares Trump to Hitler, claims that he is Putin's Manchurian candidate, that he is an illegitimate president. After presenting the president as a unique threat and danger to the country, CNN points what looks like a sniper scope at Trump's Oval Office window. And now to this list, you can add the insidious labeling of alternative media as terrorists. Unfortunately, as I pointed out Monday, CNN's toxic and dangerous approach to politics is not being rebuffed by other news outlets. Instead, outlets like the far-left New York Times have joined CNN in ginning up hate and violence against the political right. Beto cannot win at the ballot box. CNN cannot win in a free market. And because there is no way to defend flooding America with illegal immigrants, neither can win in the arena of ideas. So to get us out of the way, they are now putting a target on our backs, and that target reads, terrorist. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.